control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. They're completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and JJ.
And I have returned after the Talkers New Media Seminar, which happens yearly in New York City. That's where Mark and I have been for the past couple of days. Of course, Mark's not, he's normally not here on Friday, so he gets an extra day off. But it was good. Had a good time schmoozing it up with the talk radio bigwigs. And I was actually on the what they call the Talk Rumble panel for the first time, which is something I've always wanted to do ever since having gone to the first one of these. Basically, it's it's a convention, so they've got panels, and on a panel you normally have, at this convention, they're pretty big panels. Sometimes there's as many as 8 people on a panel. Usually I'm used to like 4 to 6 person panels at, say, Liberty events that we'll attend. But there were a lot of people. There were, I think, 10 talk show hosts up there for the Talk Rumble. So normally the panels at Talk Radio Convention are based about the industry and, you know, talking about the business and, you know, what's coming next and how to manage a career. And, you know, there's all different topics, FM talk, all kinds of topics like that. But the fun part is when they put a bunch of talk radio hosts from different political perspectives up on the stage together and ask them questions.
That sounds really interesting. Does it become competitive?
Oh, yes.
How long does it last, the entire rumble?
Approximately 45 minutes.
Okay, so.
So you get a moderator who's a talk show host and then 10 talk show hosts that are sitting up at the front of the room.
Oh, geez.
And usually it's, you know, the liberals versus the conservatives for the most part in these particular events. And so I've always wondered, you know, what would it be like if Ian or Mark from Free Talk Live got up and was able to participate in the Talk Rumble. And
they probably put you on the far right.
No, they don't seat anybody anywhere, actually. You just go ahead and sit wherever you want.
Down.
So I got up there and I sat down first and I set myself in the middle. and then people just kind of randomly filled in. So there was, you know, lefties and righties sitting right next to one another. But it's pretty clear when, you know, you're listening to people's opinions what they're affiliating themselves with. And it was great. I thought it was an absolute blast. And
what sort of questions did they ask?
They asked about immigration,
okay,
which, of course, is a fun one. Gay marriage was another question. And, in fact, I know that, Allie, you've got some news about gay marriage. We can get into that here in a moment. But it really gave me the opportunity to make it clear that I was not like the rest of the people on that stage. And I think it went very, very well. There's actually should be video coming out of this event.
Nice.
So I don't know when it seemed to take them a few weeks after last year's event to get the videos online. But once they are available, I will post that and send out a news update at news.freetalklive.com so you can get signed up to follow our news updates. But I'll send out an update once it is available. But it was great. I mean, I was up there with people like Tom Hartman, who's a very, you know, famous progressive talk radio host. And then some conserva clone types as well. So.
Nice. Anything like spectacular happen? Any rowdy speeches or anything other than the normal convention? Blah blah blah.
Nothing really. I mean, nothing really brought down the house. There was one guy that was on the Talk Rumble who was just. I mean, I'm a shameless promoter. I've got no problem promoting myself. Like, I wear a Free Talk Live bowling shirt to this event. So, essentially, I'm a walking billboard for Free Talk Live.
Sure.
It's got a huge logo on the back. But I was shocked at how brazen a couple of the hosts were on this particular Talk Rumble at promoting themselves. This one guy, relatively new guy on the scene, which maybe that's why he's desperate to promote himself. But Andy Dean is his name. He's like the young conservative, right? Because in talk radio, it's mostly old conservative white dudes with a few exceptions to that in the progressive scene. But this guy's like the young guy, and he's also a conservative. And he tried to talk about how original and fresh he was And then he actually got taken down a peg by another one of the conservatives on the panel, Rusty Humphreys, because he was talking about how fresh he was, and he just went and spouted off the same old conservative crap, and
right.
Rusty Humphreys was like, that's fresh. But then he went on to say how smart he was. He said he had the highest IQ of everyone on the panel.
Wow.
And went on.
That's pretty bold.
Yeah, he went on to make just absolutely outrageously...
how would
just,
he know that? He checks everyone's IQs?
It's just a crazy ego. That's all. The guy's just got a crazy ego.
Talk rumble. He's just going to talk and let the BS fly.
So it'll be an entertaining video when it finally comes out. But what I thought was most interesting was what happened afterwards, which was what some of the people said to me, the people that were in the audience, because there's, you know, at least a couple hundred people probably in there watching. And one lady comes up to me. She goes, do you really believe everything you said?
Wow. Wow. I can't wait to hear what you said.
Well, I mean, you know the kind of things
right,
I said. You're sitting here with me every night that we do this show. But she hadn't heard anything like that before, and she couldn't, you know, she couldn't believe anybody would really believe something like that.
Wow. You're like the Wizard of Oz moment where she's like, wow, there's just levers behind the curtain.
There was another lady who said, you really gave it to him or something like that, and then she made some comment like, we didn't know what you were going to say next. Like, it was a really positive thing she was saying. Like,
oh,
they were
awesome.
Very, very entertained.
They wanted to know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
So this is other producers and radio hosts. This isn't really the affiliates?
Not so much. There are some program directors that are there, but there are some other... It's basically a cross-section of the industry. I mean, there's producers, there's hosts, there's program directors, general managers, talk syndicate people, so all kinds of business.
Did anyone come at you with business promotion or basically trying to get you on board with certain things? Or
there's usually somebody who's around pitching their services. You know, some guy's a life coach, and there's another guy's a consultant, and there's a bunch of consultants there.
I just get a kick out of, like if someone were to approach you with this show specifically and say, hey, you know, we should really do this together, and then once he finds out, like, you're not one of those fairy tale people that believe in the mysticism of government, he's like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. You know, he's like... He's expecting you to react like all the other conservative clones and,
right.
you know, liberal whatever clones. So
well, there's always new people there. I mean, Mark and I are kind of old hat at the event at this point. Mm-hmm. I think this is our sixth year maybe going to this thing, sixth or seventh perhaps. So we've been doing it for quite a while now. And so we're kind of fixtures at the event. And, of course, people that have been there for a long time know who we are at this point. And so it's actually nice because people will approach us and talk to us, whereas the first year we were there was pretty awkward, you know, trying to go up and introduce yourself to people. And
do you call them fish?
Fish?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like fish in the pond?
Well, I've heard the reference to fish is like, it's like noob or like, I don't know, fresh meat people that are new to whatever it is. So the industry, I guess.
Half baked?
It's been too long for me. I don't remember. I saw half baked once.
It's what they called him when he was new to the jail.
I see.
Fresh fish.
Yeah, I don't know. No, we don't have any fun names for anybody that's new there, but it was a good time. So thank you to all the Free Talk Live amplifiers for sending us out there. It didn't cost us a whole lot of money because we didn't have to fly anywhere. We just drove down to New York City, stayed one night in a hotel, and went to the event, which was actually way cheaper this year than it ever was because they cut it back from a 2-day event to a 1-day event, and they cut it back from like $400 to attend to $100. So we actually ended up saving quite a bit of money this year and still having the same level of impact that we normally would. So for the Free Talk Live amplifiers who sent us there, it was an even better event and an even cheaper event than it had ever been in the past. And I think that just the video alone of this Talk Rumble event hopefully will make it worthwhile for anybody that has been questioning whether or not it's worth it to send us to these events. And by the way, it absolutely is, because it's great for us, because we get to talk to, like, you know, besides the industry bigwigs, we also sometimes will see some of our program directors. Joe Thomas was there from WCHV, which is our affiliate in Charlottesville, Virginia. And so it's important to be able to, if you have a chance, to meet these guys in person. I mean,
right.
That's what I do during the day, is I'll call radio stations to try to get Free Talk Live on other stations. And if I get a chance to actually meet those guys, that solidifies relationships.
Excellent. And definitely.
Rapport. 855-453. Get into the issues next. 1-855-450-3733. Allie with some news about gay marriage, or actually in this case, gay divorce, which is mm-hmm. the side that nobody ever really talks about. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. And then the latest on Rand Paul. call if you haven't heard coming up.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring us what you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. As I mentioned before, you can sign up for our news updates over at news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you, or more than one if you'd like. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free. That's news.freetalklive.com. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients down the road, too. So visit SACL CAI via their website over at, you can actually get to it from our banner column at freetalklive.com. Just click the top banner. It'll take you to SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're going to continue here, and still to come tonight, the latest on Detroit. It just continues to spiral down. The situation with the government there keeps getting worse, and we'll give you the latest on what's going on out there. But first, to gay divorce, the side of a gay marriage that nobody really talks about. And according to you, Allie, it's actually pretty difficult to get a divorce as a gay couple.
It can be, yes. This is from CNN.com. They go a little bit into specifics about a certain couple that ended up getting some laws changed about this. But, yes, so same-sex couples can currently marry in six states and the District of Columbia, and there's no residency requirement to marry. That means that couples who live outside of those states can just pop in for a day and get married and then go home.
Right.
There are also five states that allow civil unions. But if a marriage should fall apart in a state that doesn't recognize the couple's legal status in the first place, that's when things get complicated. Some states that do not allow same-sex marriages to be performed also do not grant divorces for same-sex marriages that occurred outside of the state's borders. So this makes sense because if a state doesn't recognize same-sex marriages, then why would they?
You.
Yeah, why would they have like? What would, they wouldn't know what to do necessarily. I don't know why they couldn't just do it as if it's a man and a woman. But
well, because there's the statutes are what they are, and to accept divorces would mean that it just wouldn't work probably with the way the system's set up.
Yeah, true. Because there's also probably like ways they bias men over women. You know, the kids. Oh, they go to the woman. Well, what if it's two women or two men?
Mm.
Who the kids go with?
Yeah, you're complicating our very difficult bureaucratic system by entering into it two new variables.
Exactly. States that... Oh, yeah, so they don't grant divorces. It's a tricky situation when a couple wants to dissolve their same-sex marriage and neither spouse is a resident of a state that recognizes their marriage as legal and valid. To satisfy the residency requirements under these circumstances, you'd have to live in a state for 6 months to 2 years, depending on local laws, in order to get a divorce from a same-sex partner. So say you go to San Francisco to get a marriage, because they're the only ones that will grant you your marriage, and then... You leave, you never plan to live in San Francisco.
Well, yeah, they want that tax money.
But then
money.
You've got to, yeah, so then you've got to move, I guess, to San Francisco for, I don't know what their residency requirements are.
Well, most married couples, I think, especially in this case, I think they're like, well, you could move here and live here for 6 months and help pay into the system.
Right.
And give us a fair share.
Yeah, it shouldn't cost that much to get a divorce. I mean, I know divorce can be very expensive, but it shouldn't require you have to move with the person you want to divorce from to a whole new place.
Well, I think the interesting part is that they can go and get married without any hitch, without any problem, get mm-hmm. hitched without a hitch, and then all of a sudden, yeah, if you want to get divorced, that's going to cost you.
Well, first of all, you can't get married as a gay couple in California anymore, right, since they're Proposition 8?
I have no idea, to be honest.
According to...
I think it was California where they got married. The people they talk about in the story.
Well, yeah, and this brings up another question. What happens if you got married in California between June 16th, 2008 as a gay couple and November 5th, 2008, which is the period of time when the licenses were being granted there? It had been ended due to the passage of Proposition 8, an amendment to the California Constitution that limited marriages to those between one man and one woman. Mm-hmm. So you can't go to San Francisco and get married today. But
yeah.
If you were married in, on June 17th, 2008, when you could get married in California, what does that mean? Like, how do you get divorced? Can you get divorced in California if you got a marriage in California when it was legal for the few months that it was legal?
That's a good question. That's where Jessica Port and Virginia Ann Cowan, the story, that's where they got married, but they didn't live in California.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't, I wonder, yeah, like who, what about the couples in California that got married when it was legal and now it's not legal?
Yeah, I imagine it's probably still, I imagine they have some situation where they can get divorced.
Probably. I mean, if you do have a governmental agreement, which is what a marriage is, it's an agreement between
right.
you, your partner, and the government.
Yes.
Presumably there should be some sort of remedy to that agreement, but it's pretty outrageous that they're saying you have to live there for six months to two years, depending on which state we're talking about,
right,
before you can get a divorce. Why wouldn't it be that way for the marriage,
right,
in the first place? I mean, if it's all about getting money, and it seems to me that's what it's about. I mean, it seems to me that that's what the marriage certificate really is,
sure,
all about. It's just about the state getting $80 or $90 or however much it costs. So, I mean, I'm sure you'd have to pay a fee to file for a divorce, too, right? I mean, if there's money for the state there, why all of a sudden they have these rules on that?
Yeah, why are there residency requirements regarding divorce but not marriage?
Well, I think it just helps illustrate how absurd marriage laws are in the first place. I think if that's anything the listener takes away from this, that should be the point. Is it's so absurd. It just baffles the mind why the code written down on some books that are held sacred as law is all of a sudden, you know, going to give you a privilege or take it away. And it's like, well, we can just say we're divorced, but now we still have these entangling legal ramifications, the tendrils of the legal land.
They go a little bit into that. Says you might think that if you live in a state that doesn't recognize your marriage, there's no need for a formal divorce. But it becomes important because if one spouse gives birth to a child in a state of the marriage, in the state of the marriage, the other spouse is presumed to be a parent under the law. It also means that neither spouse can marry or enter into a civil union with a new partner, or else they would be opening themselves to bigamy charges.
Jeez.
So it's a very complicated situation, and I hope that the same-sex couples that really want to get married at least think about some of these things.
Yeah.
I think a lot of couples don't, you know, when they get all excited about getting married and they don't, you know, have any kind of contract about what happens if the relationship doesn't work out, usually doesn't end very well.
Right, because then all of a sudden if you are interested in getting a divorce, then that's when you're learning about this. Well, guess what? You're going to probably find out there are a few surprises, a few things that you weren't expecting about how the system works. Like, this is a perfect example. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, you've got to move to New Hampshire to, you know, because it is actually legal to get gay married in New Hampshire, as I understand it. So you'd have to move here.
Gay state married.
And then right by the state. Which, of course, really, it's too bad that people think it's so important to get the state marriage. Because had they just contracted with one another individually, it would be a lot easier to end an agreement like that. But even so, in some places, you get married, even if you get married by agreement and not by the state, there are some places where if you live together for 3 years, they're going to consider you as married.
Yep, common law.
That's true.
So
yeah.
You can't even avoid it in some places.
I always want to take my friends who want to get a state marriage or state license to get married to family court. You know, just take them there for a day and let them at least witness that. So before they make a decision.
Toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've been through some of this nonsense. You want to share your experiences with us or bring up whatever's on your mind as well. You can do that too. 855-450-FREE. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free if you would like. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And JJ.
Allie is here courtesy of her radio program, Ladies in Keene. You can go to ladiesinkeene.com. That's K-E-E-N-E. Ladiesinkeene.com to hear more of Allie and the other ladies as well, Cecilia and Kate and Shauna.
We had Shauna on last week, yeah.
So you've got a variety of hosts, and it's always entertaining whenever I hear it. And I was actually here working the LRN.FM studio today. A call came in, I picked it up, and some guy was trying to call your show because
really?
The show airs as a repeat on Friday afternoons.
Oh, I see.
So he was listening to the repeat. So I said that you should call Sunday after 11 a.m., and the ladies, I'm sure, would love to hear from you.
We would. Yeah. We love callers.
So ladiesinkeene.com for more of Allie. Our number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. A little bit more, I guess, about the gay marriage / gay divorce issue. As you were pointing out here, Allie, there's a news story that is bringing something forward that most people probably haven't really thought about. I wonder how many people think about this before.
Well, jokingly, you could hear individuals, especially the news networks, you know, Fox, that whole negative, hateful station. Excuse me. But anyway, they basically say, oh yeah, the quote unquote gay people want to get. Or gays want to get married, but then what about divorce, huh? Do they want that too? You know, and like jokingly, you know, sort of chide them with it?
Yeah, but of course they would want a right to be able to get off contracts if you know, like, oh, gay people, you know, aside from straight people, gay people want to be married forever, whereas straight people right. only want to be married temporarily. No,
I know,
there's no reason for that.
Obviously, it's ridiculous, that whole network. Anyway.
Well, you know, back to the speculation as to why it is this way, because what the news is that, hey, looks like if you want to get divorced, you have to live in the state in which you were married for a certain period of time, 6 months to 2 years, depending on which state we're talking about. And that's a real shock for a lot of people. I didn't know that. It's the first time I've heard of something like that, because you can just waltz right in and get a marriage without any kind of provisions, just as long as you get the money to afford it, basically. But getting the divorce is a completely separate matter, which is much more difficult. So the question is, well, why? Why is it that way? And I'd love to hear you speculate, if you'd like. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you know more about this than we do. But my speculation is there's a certain segment of people out there that believe, because it's this way for all divorces, not just a gay divorce thing. It's all divorces. It's just that all 50 states you can get a divorce in. Only if you're gay does this really affect you, because a lot of people will travel to one of the gay marriage states to get married, then go back to where they live so they can have their marriage. But that's when this question of divorce comes in. But the reason why could be something like, well, you have to live here because we don't want people to get divorced. Because there's a certain segment of folks out there, it's usually a religious crowd, that, you know, we believe in the sanctity of marriage, and that means that you get married once, and that is it. People should not be able to get divorced. There are people that believe that.
Sure, but I think those same people believe that gay marriage sullies that sanctity. And then,
oh, of course they do.
Wouldn't they, by that standard, wouldn't they want gay people to get divorced?
Right. I noted in the article that's ironic that these places where they're against gay marriage, well, they should be for gay divorce and should allow that, because that would be repenting, wouldn't it?
You make a good point, JJ, but these divorce provisions were not written specifically for the gay marriage thing, so sure. No one was thinking about gay marriage when the divorce laws were written. But that's the only thing I can really think of as to why they would generally have a provision of, well, you have to live here for 2 years in order to get a divorce, just because we want to make divorce more difficult to get because of some sort of idea that marriage is really a holy thing and that it's evil to get a divorce. Like, well, as though that, you know, two people couldn't change or grow away from one another, and that divorce is somehow a negative thing every time.
Sure. I think if there's any sort of thought that divorce is a bad thing, I think in the context of the children, yes, you could definitely make that sort of determination in some cases. And then in some cases, you could be totally opposite way and saying, yes, the children shouldn't be in this argumentative situation in which they can't, you know, agree with each other or anything.
You got like an abusive parent or
right,
something.
Right, exactly. Like, so it's sort of like, I could see both sides of that statement. And that's why state marry? Why would you do that?
I don't blame anyone who does, because they also have laws that prevent you from going to the hospital, for instance. So if a loved one is in the hospital and you go there and you try to say, hey, I'm this person's partner, in some places they might just say, well, you're not married. Can't visit. And I don't know where those places are or what those rules are exactly, because I'm not married and I haven't had to really consider that. But that's what it's my understanding that that's the case for a lot of things, that there are certain bennies that you get from having a state marriage, because there are so many laws that grant privileges to people.
Tax breaks and stuff are nice.
I understand that. But I, at the same time, you know, I have to look at the whole who is enforcing this sort of policy or law. And if it's the nurse that's sitting there outside the door saying, to, you know, my partner or whatever, that, hey, you can't come in here, you can't see this person, you're not married, then I think my, you know, that nurse ought to be asked, well, who are you helping by upholding this? You know, are you doing the right thing? Is this good for your conscience to be making this silly decision because of a law? You know, then
I think most, I mean, honestly, I think that's what a lot of medical school is learning about, all the regulations you must follow.
Probably.
And, you know, that's a big deal to them.
But what do you have to... If you're going in to see somebody you love who's in the hospital, what is it that you have to show them to prove that you're married? I mean, do they want you to bring a marriage certificate or something like that? That doesn't seem ridiculous.
Unless your last
name
is the same, I would say that you would have to produce some sort of document. If it came down to it where they were like strictly enforcing the law, mm-hmm. where, yes, we need to see something. Otherwise, well, if the case is this, just to create a sort of loophole or whatever, like if the person's life is on the line and the hospital doesn't know this individual. There's no record. That no one personally knows anything. And this another individual comes into the scene and says, I can make decisions for them while they're unconscious. You know, I think most people will want the hospital to go, well, wait a minute, who are you? And yeah. Why are you making these claims or decisions for this person? We want to verify that you actually have this ability. So in that sense, from a security standpoint, I could see there being some sort of way of validating.
You should be able to, not that they allow this, but you should be able to, in your civil union agreement, say, have a clause where you say, yes, this person, if I'm ever in some kind of life-threatening thing, like pull the plug or not, I give this person permission to make a decision.
They have living wills and things like that, that whether it's in the union agreement or a living will, I think there are ways
to
authorize somebody to do that sort of thing.
I wonder if hospitals will respect that if it's,
if it's notarized, maybe?
Yeah,
good question. This would be, you know, these good questions for some sort of an attorney or
right.
somebody that works for...
None of us are attorneys.
None of us know anything.
And none of us work for a hospital. But maybe if you are an attorney or you do work for a hospital, maybe you have more familiarity with this particular subject. I'm just curious, you know, because like you said, if you got the same last name, that probably lends some credence to the claim that you're related. But who's to say that you aren't... You know, the evil sister
right.
that hates your guts that's coming in there trying to, get the feeding tube pulled out or something like that. So
she can inherit all of mom's money and not half of it.
Who knows?
Right.
So what kind of checking does the hospital do on the person making the claim that, oh, yeah, I'm his wife?
Well, I think this is an opportunity for a free market solution, a sort of, you know, we had talked in the past, maybe here as activists, we talked about IDs and coming up with third-party methods of verification for various security reasons, mm-hmm. Bank accounts, like if we
credibility
had
stuff.
Yeah, free market banking or free market sort of contracts. You know, if you're going to make a contract for another individual, you kind of want to verify that this contract is made for the individual that I'm talking to, mm-hmm. and not he didn't put someone else's name on it and address. So it's like a free market solution can the free market provide a sort of certification ID system so that people can make these sorts of connections. They can make, yes, this person has permission, or this person is this person, or
well,
that
the answer,
sort
of course, is yes. I mean, the market can do anything the government
little
can.
Little pieces of laminate paper, sure.
Well, maybe there's something more creative, though.
Or, yeah, something more fancy, something with more copy protection, etc. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Arrested for making pipe bombs. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free if you'd like. Share with us what you want. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. We've got listening options for you. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. So different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. All of them free to listen to over at listen.freetalklive.com. Also free to listen to are over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, link into the list of those. Plus, you can also tune in via XM Satellite Radio, where you can find us all 21 hours per week. We're on America's Talk, XM 166 during the week, and then also on the weekends, they carry us on a different channel, which is Extreme Talk XM 165. Plus, we've got our KU-band free-to-air satellite channel, where you can find us, as well as other LRN.FM programs, and the webcam, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about all of those options. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, the latest on the decline of Detroit. But first, a college student in Georgia, according to TheBlaze.com, is sitting in jail following a raid on her family home by the FBI, the ATF, and officers from several local law enforcement agencies. She's 23-year-old Cecilia Savage, and she's been charged with illegally possessing a destructive device, as well as possession of a firearm while being an unlawful user of a controlled substance. Her father says she's not guilty. The multi-agency raid was conducted at the family's home in Cornelia, Georgia on May 30th. Ms. Savage was arrested and charged due to be arraigned today in federal court. Hearing was postponed until next week. Until then, she remains in jail, held without bond. Now, you know, you might think this woman sounds dangerous. The federal government, the ATF, they had to step in to put a stop to her. I mean, she's building bombs out in the woods. That could be dangerous.
She's got controlled substances.
Yeah. Or yeah. She's unlicensed usage.
Out of control.
She probably had a little bit of pot. The FBI alleges that Ms. Savage admitted to making as many as 7 pipe bombs and exploding them as a hobby. Until late Friday, there was a YouTube video purporting to show Savage lighting a fuse on a bomb that would explode a commode in the woods. The video of the exploding toilet has since been removed by the user. Celia Savage's Facebook postings, one could see why the government people might have cause to speak with her. In her personal information, she posts the following. In her About section, it says, "I despise all law enforcement and any governing authority. I'm not one for selective targeting, but mass destruction."
Wow.
Wow, that's definitely going to be a red flag. Yeah.
She also describes herself as a Christian and an anarchist, and then adds some quotes that reflect her philosophy. So, down with the establishment, according to Savage. Not sure who that is.
I think it's very clear that if you're going to advocate violence, the state is going to treat you like a violent person, and they're going to bring the ATF, they're going to raid your house, they're going to hurt all the people that surround you in order to get to you. And
even though she hadn't threatened anyone,
yeah,
by any evidence here.
But the advocation of violence does not help at all.
No, it doesn't. It does tend to attract attention of an unwanted sort. I feel bad for Celia because I understand where she's coming from. I used to believe that violence would solve problems.
I used to put firecrackers in model cars and blow them up.
Don't say that.
Yeah, when I was...
They could be listening.
It's more than 7 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
All right.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, you know, yes, she wasn't harming anyone. She wasn't doing anything wrong. That's you blowing up stuff. That's what we did as kids. You know,
yeah, what teenage boy hasn't
exactly
an M80 and thrown it at something?
Exactly. And it's just, yeah, obviously you learn, and those people who are either foolish or unlucky or whatever, you know, they'll get hurt by it, and they'll learn to be much more careful with fireworks after that point. You know, but otherwise, people learn to handle things with kid gloves, if you will, and respect the danger inherent in the explosive, but don't be afraid of it. Don't let this sort of item, you know, cause you to fear it like it's a plague or something. You just learn to respect it. You learn to handle things in a safe manner.
And it seems like she probably did. I mean, instead of being a teenager who grows out of blowing things up, she seems to have grown into it. And, you know, she's 23 years old. She's still setting off pipe bombs in the woods.
I'm willing to bet a lot of the special effects people that are in Hollywood did exactly what this lady did.
I bet you're right.
Except they went to school and they're like, you know what? I really love this. How can I get paid to do it? Mm-hmm. And I'd really love my fingers, too, and I don't want to lose them. So they went about it, they went to school, and they blow stuff up. They get paid to blow stuff up.
I think it's outrageous what has happened to Celia here, because while I don't agree that violence solves problems, I don't think there's a crime in building pipe bombs and exploding them in your backyard or in the woods. It appears as though she has, you know, a little bit of property here. She's out in the middle of the woods blowing up toilets with pipe bombs. I mean, whose business is that? It's nobody's business, and it makes me wonder, how did the feds get a hold of this? Like, what was it that tipped them off? Are they just
surfing around
YouTube looking for videos of people blowing stuff up?
I think, yeah, that's definitely... Videos that show things blowing up, especially videos someone created, they're going to probably clue in on those videos through whatever tags and whatever.
Saying stupid stuff on Facebook doesn't help.
I think that was what really got her in trouble, is that she has this... Oh, they're like, okay, who is this lady? Okay, well, connect her Facebook directly connects to her YouTube account anyway. So what is she saying? Oh, she's talking about destruction. I think if she wouldn't have had that, maybe it would have only been the police to come over and say something. But the thing is like the ATF, they are like a machine. It's like the state is a machine. You put in these certain phrases, these certain actions, keywords here, and as long as you fill this template, they have a warrant and they go and execute it.
Well, right, and if you can show people, you know, her information on Facebook at her trial, then people are going to think, oh my gosh, she was going to plan some kind of, she was going to try to go up and shoot up some government building. They're going to think that. And
it might not be the case, of course.
That probably isn't the case. You know, most people who talk about violence aren't actually willing to carry it out. Sometimes they'll like even act like they're going to do violence, but they never really, or not never. Most of the time, they don't actually commit it in a planned way. Most riots and things happen sort of reactively, not like in a let's go out and get them type thing.
Yeah, it's usually groupthink. And
so I don't think that, I think it's silly to try to go after people like this, but I think that it's really easy to convince others based on her beliefs and what she puts out there about herself to convince others that she had ill intent.
Right.
According to several news reports, both father and daughter share a general dislike of intrusive government agencies. Her dad, Tommy, has been quoted as saying, "But I think everybody ought to be able to stay on their property, do whatever the heck they want to. I wish the government would stay out of her business or my business or whoever's."
Right. I think this is a case of Big Brother. This is,
and I agree.
You know, this is obviously they got the hit from YouTube, and then they looked on Facebook because Facebook just pours information into government hands. So obviously you have to watch what you put on Facebook, although it is a very useful tool. But yes, this is just a case of Big Brother. They put a couple connections together and they raided her house. And this is how Big Brother works, though, is that that's why you have to be very vigilant in the messages that go out there, because Big Brother just puts together ABC,
right,
and then kicks in doors.
Right, and then you don't know what the stupid laws are that they're going to charge you with. I mean,
exactly.
Who would have known that, you know, playing with explosives as a personal hobby would be a federal criminal act where she could be facing years in a government prison for this, all because she has an interest in this. And you don't, nobody knows what these rules are. I mean, her dad says that his child is innocent, and of course he's right. She's innocent in that she's never harmed another person, nor has she threatened to harm another person. Maybe she's got some things on her Facebook page that might suggest that she believes that violence could solve problems, but ultimately she hasn't threatened anybody in government or anybody in, you know, in the business world or anybody in her personal life. There's an allegation that has been made by somebody, some anonymous supporter, who says that it's not someone they've been watching for years. This person claims that last week someone decided to make a call to the government and destroy her life because of a personal vendetta.
Interesting.
So that's what someone anonymous has claimed online about this.
Well, I feel like really bad for this girl, and I don't think that she should be getting hassled for this. But I will say that I just think that when people put themselves out there like that, that they really make themselves an easy target when they,
no doubt,
when they give people, you know, a reason to think that they are cool with violence, and then they start, you know, putting up stupid videos. Then yeah, of course people are going to make a connection. And it's easy to frame someone like that.
Well, yeah, and then with the as you said, the snitch hotline. People, they just get a bug up their butt about something.
One phone call.
Yeah, one phone call is all it takes, and there's the door getting kicked in.
855-450-FREE, and if that person, if it was what they suggested, if it was that one person, maybe they copied her Facebook info, and they were the ones that sent that in. Maybe they did all the work for the feds.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Hour 2 is next. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.